With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Does father really know best? Maybe not when it comes to controlling asthma. Asthma symptoms affect an estimated 26 million Americans and are one of the leading causes of work and school absences. People who suffer from asthma know it's a challenge to make sure symptoms are under control at all times. And it's even a challenge to know where to get the best information on how to do that. We went into the study thinking that parents and caregivers would be an important source of information for teens with asthma, and that their health literacy scores would more or less align, said lead study author Gina Bush. What we found was that there was a significant disagreement between the two groups, and that in certain groups, teens had better health literacy, which may mean they are more knowledgeable about controlling asthma than their parents. So where are teens and others with asthma getting their information on asthma control? The most commonly viewed video content was on alternative treatments such as live fish ingestion, reflexology, raw food, vegan, gluten-free diets, marijuana, and salt therapy, none of which are scientifically proven. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. Indoor air pollution wreaks havoc on children's lungs. Children with asthma and hay fever often struggle with their breathing. Add secondhand smoke, kerosene, and biomass fuel to the mix, and allergy and asthma symptoms increase. According to a study being presented at the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology annual scientific meeting, increased levels of asthma and hay fever were found in children in India who were more exposed to indoor pollutants. The study examined 70 households where no children had symptoms of asthma and/or hay fever, while the other 70 households had at least one child with one of those conditions. Researchers measured the levels of air pollutants, smoking, kerosene, and biomass fuel combustion in all the homes, and found that in the homes of children who suffered from asthma and allergies, household air pollution was twice as great. More Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Rate your plate. EWG's food scores give snapshot of the state of America's food landscape. Food companies offer thousands of healthy, nutritious products. They also sell a shameful overabundance of demonstrably unhealthy junk. As EWG's food scores Rate Your Plate reveals in detail, popular brands and categories are not so much food as they are conveyances for excessive amounts of sugar, salt, and other preservatives. The average food in EWG's food scores has a 58% chance of containing added sugar and is 13% sugar by weight, has a 46% chance of containing artificial or natural flavoring, and a 14% chance of artificial coloring. Entire food categories have high percentages of substances that, on health grounds, EWG's food score researchers have designated to be higher concern or moderate concern. Among the contaminants of heightened concern are mercury, arsenic, BPA, and other industrial chemicals that linger decades in the air, water, and soil. A few categories that stand out are meat products, 52% contain ingredients of higher concern, 54% have ingredients of moderate concern, stuffing, 39% contain ingredients of higher concern, 28% moderate concern, and cold cereals, 32% contain ingredients of higher concern, and 24% moderate concern. EWG's food scores take direct aim at excessive sugar that manufacturers irresponsibly add to nearly every category of supermarket foods. Kids' cereals are particularly notorious for added sugar. As EWG reported in 2011, a single cup of three brands of cereal aimed at children had more sugar than three Chips Ahoy cookies. Many people think that granola and trail mix bars are a quick, healthy choice for themselves and their kids. Think again. No less than 91% contain added sugar. In some, almost a third of the bar's weight is sugar.
This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's a new week here at the Superhuman Nation. We're starting the week off with a great show. During the first hour, I wish I could sing and had music in the background, and I can sing. Instead of it's all about the bass, it's all about your balls. We're going to be talking with Amir Rozic about an interesting, insightful, and brilliant product that he's introducing, and I think all the guys in the audience need to know about it, first of all. Then we're going to switch it up with Amir and talk about change your outcome, change your destiny, change your mindset. We've heard it before, but it's worth talking about again and again because not enough people adhere to this. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by internationally renowned science writer Bill Sardi to talk, have a rational discussion about Ebola vaccines and remedies. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But first, let's get Amir Rozic on the air. How you doing, Amir?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. It's been a while since you've been on the show. Last time you were on the show, you had won a kettlebell championship, right?
Yeah, I think it was like, 3 years ago. Yeah, I won the National Canadian Biathlon Championship.
Yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. All right, so let's start off with this first of all. We've done shows and we've all talked about it and you've talked about it, the fact that we live in a soup of radio frequencies and electromagnetic frequencies that have been proven time and time again to be disruptive to the human condition. But more specifically, numerous really well-done studies have shown everything from impairment of sperm motility and spermatogenesis in men, in young men, as well as a reduction in testosterone. All have been shown in both rodent models and human studies, too, where they looked at guys who carried their cell phones in their front pockets. The changes in testicular activity and spermatogenesis and so on. So I don't think anyone would disagree today that RF could be at the root of a variety of different problems, including infertility in men. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I agree, but the problem, Carl, is like it's such a big elephant in the room. You know, it's like, oh my God, my cell phone or like my Wi-Fi router around me may be causing my sperm to decrease, and like, it's a significant decrease. Like one study they did in Cleveland, they had the cell phone for less than 3 hours, and they found that the motility of the people who were exposed to it decreased the sperm by 59% in less than 3 hours.
Right.
So you can imagine, like, how many hours a day do you actually have your cell phone in your pocket walking around? Minimum. I would say minimum, like, 6 to 7 hours.
And what people need to understand about this, which was shown in an Egyptian study that was done several years ago, that just exposure to that frequency above 1 gigahertz in the standby mode. A lot of people think that if they're not talking on their phone, that it's not radiating. But the phone is constantly checking, especially now with GPS and all these other push notification apps and so on. Your phone, even though you're not talking on it or browsing, it's in your pocket, it's in your purse, it's constantly transmitting, isn't it?
Oh, always. It's similar to kind of like weight training, like depending on where you're located. So if you're going in the elevator or if your building isn't really receiving proper signals, it's going to pulse. So I give the analogy of like your last rep of a bench press, your last rep of a squat, you're giving all you have, like you're pushing as strong as you can. That's the same thing for the signals coming outside of your cell phone, because people think cell phones just receive. It doesn't work that way. Cell phones emit and receive. It's a halfway communication. So when you're in the presence of like a low environment, so there's not enough signals around, your cell phone is amplifying as hard as it can to receive these signals coming towards it. And these pulse emitters from the cell phone, they're the most dangerous for you. There's simple. There's a study showing like 20 minutes exposure, 19% decrease. 20 minutes only.
Right. And this is a really interesting point. So there was a company that came out with an app. It was an app for iPhone. But iPhone would not let them sell it through the iTunes store. And what it was basically was an app that showed your handheld cell phone has a maximum output of 0.6 watts. Now, I happen to have been in the communications business when this output was established by Motorola. The reason they established the 0.6 watt output was twofold. Number one, so the signal wouldn't travel too far, and they could make these small little areas of coverage, hence the term cell, okay? Because back in the day, IMTS mobile telephones would cover an entire city with one frequency. They were going to cellularize or compartmentize the transmission. But number two, because the antenna on the old cell phones, if you remember, looked like a pocket fisherman, that RF was radiating into the face and into the head of the user, and they already knew that exposure of those frequencies above 900 megahertz could speed the cataract development in eyes. So they came out with 0.6 watt because they felt that this was well under the threshold of threat. But however, as Amir is pointing out, if you are in an area of poor signal strength, your phone bumps the transmission signal up, all the way up to that 0.6 output. There was a company that came out with an app that just told you where your phone was at the time. It was green, yellow, and red meant your phone was transmitting at the highest output that it could. Apple would not let that app be sold in the iPhone store. They, just like the people who said, hey, we don't want to label GMO, we don't want people to freak out and stop eating it, Apple thought, well, if people saw their phone was in the red zone, they may not use it. So we're not going to let that happen. Isn't that interesting, Amir?
I remember that clearly. It's crazy. Yeah, there's a lot of apps and a lot of like attachments for phones that these big cellular giants, they just won't allow it because it shows in real time. It quantifies in real time that, hey, this is exactly what's going on with your cell phone and what's it actually doing to your body.
Now, there's one other thing I want to mention, and it's worth mentioning as we get into the discussion. Then we're going to talk about how Amir has come up with addressing this problem for men specifically. And I see a big offshoot of this in other applications as well that I'm sure you're already planning on introducing. But there's a really well-done study out of Scandinavia that shows that fetuses exposed to the 1.2 gigahertz and above wavelength for 3 or 4 hours a day in the standby mode don't develop a neuron called a mirror neuron. The mirror neuron is a proprioceptive neuron that allows a baby to look at its mother smiling and smile back. The baby understands that I am curling my lips. I am mimicking what my mom is doing. I'm smiling back. It's called a mirror neuron. Now, mirror neurons are present up until a certain age and they go away. And I have a theory about people who can imitate other people's voices and stuff. They probably have mirror neurons for their entire life. But with that being said, what they discovered was exposure to RF, even for short periods of time for a fetus, caused the fetus not to develop the mirror neurons, which they claim is one of the problems identified of a child being on the autism spectrum. The inability to look and to mimic behaviors that they see in their environment at a very, very young age. So it's not just about sperm here, okay? It is in this discussion, And it is about testosterone in this discussion, but the evidence about the damning effects of RF go well beyond this. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a brilliant idea that Amir Rozek has come up with. And we need the Superhuman Nation to support this. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, you know, the definition of complaining is stating a problem over and over and over again, but not doing anything to solve it. It's okay to identify problems, but it's just complaining when you just keep saying it over and over again. So we've talked about the problem that we just stated, and Amir has found a solution. So talk about it. Where did this start? Give me a snapshot of the genesis. You're sitting there and you're thinking what?
Well, truthfully, it all started with me because, you know, think about this. Like, if you look at all these like great entrepreneurs and companies, usually the product or the services is developed because of the personal needs. So for me, Carl, I want to start a family in the next like 2 years. So I was looking at like what it takes to really maximize your sperm. You already know I eat healthy, I live a healthy life, but I want to take it to the next level. And I stumbled across the whole EMF research. At the beginning, I wasn't sold on it. However, I'm not biased, you know, I want to really see what the science says. I investigated, I spent a while researching everything, and I was blown away. I'm like, holy cow, like here I am walking around my cell phone in my pocket every day, you know, half my company is about being around electronics, and I want to have kids in like 2 years. So I decided, okay, enough's enough, what can I do to create something that, A, I don't have to give up my technologies because, truthfully, Carl, we couldn't be having this podcast today if it wasn't for the advent of technology, right? So I'm not one of those crazy hoo-ha people saying, hey, throw your cell phones out the window, throw your Wi-Fi out the window. I'm like, no, we all need it to live in the modern Western world we're living, but how can we live in unison? And I started researching, and I found some companies that use a special type of silver mix, different type of degrees of mix, and they use it for rooms, so like security rooms, so no information in, no information out. I'm like, that's cool. How does that work? So I investigated more of that information, and I'm like, wait a second. A light bulb came up. Why don't I just combine, you know, specialized cotton, specialized polyesters, maybe some bamboo fibers in the future, and create underwear to protect me from the EMF? Because regardless, I'm going to be walking around with the cell phone in my pocket. I'm going to have a laptop near my lap sometimes. So I want to create something so passive that I don't have to think about it, that's protecting me 24/7. That's how Repar was born.
Now, okay, so you just mentioned something that we really kind of missed that opportunity to talk about. We've been talking about cell phone and radio frequencies, RF.
Mm-hmm.
But EMF is just as harmful. Even the 60-cycle EMF that comes in your home through the electrical wiring has been shown to impair melatonin production. We don't even know if it can affect the pineal gland, then clearly it can affect other organs and glands in the body. And as you mentioned, every electronic device emits some sort of electromagnetic frequency. Laptops, you have it on your leg. A lot of people will tell me whenever I put my laptop directly on my quads, they start to burn and they feel achy after a while. That's because there is EMF coming out of your laptop. It's not because of heat. And it's not because the laptop is heavy, and it's not because you're sitting there with your legs stationary, because you could do that all day long. It's because of the EMF. So the electromagnetic fields, and not all of them are harmful, by the way. We need to talk about something.
No, no. Like, for example, EMF, like the sun is EMF. There's good frequencies of EMF, and there's bad frequencies. There's non-native EMF, which is, you know, the modern-day technologies, and there's native EMF that we get from nature,
from the earth. Right, exactly. Yeah. And so, but that non-native EMF is just as damning. So even if you say, well, I know what I'm going to do, I'm just not going to carry my cell phone in my pocket, that doesn't mean that you're not being bathed in RF and EMF. I'll tell you some of the worst offenders. We did that show about Zapped. Why you shouldn't use your cell phone as your alarm clock.
Yeah,
and so when I can't think of her name that was on my show, but we talked about the fact that the worst offender is your cordless phone, because your cordless phone is usually 1.4 gigahertz to 2.4 gigahertz, same frequencies that your cell phone's using, but they don't have the restrictions on power output. They can put out 6 watts if they want to. And the base station is radiating all day long. And if your base station is in your bedroom or the room next to your bedroom, guess what? You're being bathed in that all night long while you sleep.
Are you familiar with Dr. Nora Volkow's work?
I don't recognize the name. Tell me about it.
So she's like leading in the whole research with like EMF, RF. And basically she did a groundbreaking study. And this was by accident. She wasn't actually looking for this, but she's very smart. I appreciate her honesty, and she's unbiased. She goes with the sciences, and basically she was working on cell phones and cordless phones, figuring out what's happening with metabolism, and she found out that participants who were exposed to 50 minutes of the cell phone exposure actually had an increased association with brain glucose metabolism and also ROS increase, so reactive oxygen species. Now, what feeds on glucose? Do we all know what feeds on glucose?
Well,
cancer
cells.
If you believe in the Otto Warburg theory, which he won a Nobel Peace Prize, cancer feeds on glucose, right? So what are we eating today that's full of glucose, or the SAD diet. So now you're coupling like the standard American diet, which is a high carb diet, with EMF that's actually increasing your glucose metabolism. That's like a big no-no. That's a big storm you're causing inside of your body, and you're actually causing an increase, decrease in your mitochondria.
Yeah, no, and it's yet to be understood the effects of RF and EMF, because there are big businesses that have to lose if a lot of this information comes out too quickly. And like every other industry, they're trying to position themselves so that when the poop hits the fan, they're ready to switch gears into something else.
Remember when smoking was promoted as being healthy? Doctors promoted smoking. People forget this. They're like, oh, it's impossible. It's dangerous for us. I'm like, I don't know how old you are. I wasn't around that time, but I do know what happened. Doctors were promoting smoke cigarettes. They calm you. It's okay.
Relaxes
okay.
You.
Obviously, we know today it's harmful. So I'm telling everybody, be prepared. Like in 10 years, there's studies currently being done that's not in America, in Israel and Russia with the biophysics department, where they're doing a long-term study for a decade. And once those research papers are out, it's going to become like a big shocker for a lot of people worldwide.
Okay, so you decided to come out with a line of men's underwear. They're stylish. They look very comfortable. I haven't tried them on yet. But they really do produce a barrier to RF, right, and EMF.
Yeah, so a lot of people think that the underwear itself is like a Faraday cage, which is not. So a Faraday cage, the best way I can explain that is kind of like your microwave. It traps all the EMF. That's how a microwave works. It doesn't let any of the energy escape. It rapidly builds up. Electrons, protons moving together and rapidly creates heat for you. Now, how Reparo works, which stands for shield in Italian, it kind of disperses the actual electromagnetic radiation. So basically, the silver content inside of the underwear helps you shield against EM radiation. Now, how that works is the EM radiation consists of coupled electrical and magnetic fields. When the EM radiation hits something that conducts electricity, such as the silver inside of the Reparo underwear, the electric field makes the electrons in silver move, which is called an electrical current. Because these electrons move away from the electrical field, this pretty much essentially cancels the EM radiation out. So it kind of disperses the electromagnetic radiation so it doesn't touch your body.
Now, are there wavelengths that are more affected than not, or is this pretty much anything up and down the spectrum that someone is going to come in contact with?
Pretty much up and down around the spectrum. And this is like, you can get different blends of silver mixed with bamboo. We have right now a 20% blend with cotton. Eventually, we're going to be getting a 50% with a 30% organic bamboo that, like, you can even go, like, high into microwave lengths and still be protected. But right now, you're just protected against, like, the normal stuff you use on a day-to-day basis. So Wi-Fi, cell phones, wireless phones inside of your house.
So those of you out there listening to the show are going, okay, I'm sold. How do I get them? We're going to tell you more about that when we come back. We're talking with Amir Rozek. We're talking about Reparo, his new product line, starting out with men's stylish underwear. No one will know that you're wearing anything odd if you wear these underwear. But here's the thing. Your testicles will know the difference. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein
protein bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset. The Smart Ed.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call Recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I'm all about the balls, No, no, that doesn't make sense. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk more with Amir Rozic right now so that the guys in the audience and you gals in the audience too, if you're young and, you know, I'm 56 years old. I've had my kids. I'm done. In fact, who knows? Maybe I should hold the cell phone up against my testicles as a form of birth control. But with that being said, I've been on testosterone since 2007. I'm not worried about testosterone production anymore either. In fact, my testicles have become nothing more than an ornament at this point in my life. But with that being said, you know, those of you out there who are thinking about having children, guy or gal, this is an important discussion. And it's probably one that no one wants to think about, right? We never like to talk about these things in the United States. We're all about those puritanical, don't talk about sex, don't talk about body parts. You got to get over yourself. This is an important discussion, okay? If you are planning on having children, you want to have the best chance at it. Infertility is at an all-time high. Could this be why? I think so. This could be one of the greatest assaults on your ability to have a child. Sperm motility is all about getting as much sperm in there that swims as quickly and strongly as it can to fertilize eggs. If your sperm is like 80-year-old men trying to swim, you know what that does? Nothing. Well, wearing a pair of underwear like this for just a couple months could be the difference between dropping $50,000 at a fertility clinic or not. Right? Am I off base here? You and I did not plan any of this discussion. Am I off base with what I'm saying?
No, you're not off base. I actually know people who've probably spent like $180,000 trying to get pregnant. And I talked to them one time and I told them, just simple, like, try to avoid your cell phone. They're very entwined in the tech world. And people spend a huge amount of money globally trying to get pregnant. And something so simple as wearing underwear already. Like, it's not something new. That's not a new habit you're doing. It's just wearing something that's passive. You don't have to think about it. And come on, guys. Like, everybody wants to increase their testosterone, increase their sperm motility. Even if you don't want to have babies, increase sperm motility and production, increases libido, increases the better connection with your HPA axis. You have a better workout, better recovery time. It's a win-win all around.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously, this product is not available at this minute. However, it will be, and you have started a crowdfunding opportunity for people who want to get in on the ground floor. Describe what the crowdfunding is about, what do people get, and how do they join?
Yeah, crowdfunding is a great new platform, came out a couple of years ago, and basically it's putting out the idea out there and giving the people the opportunity to pre-buy it for pretty much factory cost. And right now we are on Indiegogo, and basically you have different perk packages. Right now you can get an early bird. There's a couple left for like $35 and a super, you know, regular early bird for $40. So the sooner you act, the sooner you can get it at like the super, super reduced cost, and it'll keep on going up in price as everything gets sold out. So it's a great platform where we can pitch our idea and a product worldwide. We're on Indiegogo right now, and the best way to actually see the product and get it right now, if you just go to amirrosic.com, that's AmerRosic.com, that website will forward you automatically to the campaign.
Okay, so what do people get for the $35 to $40 for this entry level?
Well, $35 to get the super early bird price, which is pretty much like my factory cost. And then we have a limited offer for that. Then it goes to the $40 one, which is just a little bit more than factory cost. And then once that's sold out, you're going to have a regular cost, which is $50. And the rest goes up. You can get three pairs. You can get two pairs. Some people even want to buy 26 pairs to cover themselves for a couple of weeks. So I have a different levels out there. It's just the sooner you act, the better deal you get.
So I'm on the website checking it out. So once the crowdfunding is over, people will be able to buy these. But if the crowdfunding doesn't work, they may not be able to buy them. So I want to mention something to the listeners, right? There's all these stupid things up on crowdfunding websites nowadays. Most of them are apps that really are meaningless, game-related apps, and people will jump in so that they can read their text messages on a Bluetooth-enabled wristwatch. This is something that's really important, and this is not something the mainstream is going to get behind because they don't want to acknowledge this problem because they'll piss off their advertisers. So you're not going to hear this very easily in the mainstream media. This is an important crowdfunding opportunity for a variety of reasons, not just because this will enable you to put on a pair of underwear that will protect, as Amir likes to say, protect your balls, your DNA, and everything else, but also because it's these types of products that we need to make more popular, because these are products that can help the population. I mean, think about it. $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 for infertility or wearing a pair of underwear like this for 3 months.
About how much money people waste on cell phones, like every like year, like $700, $800.
Yeah.
You're actually spending money to endanger your sperm.
You're actually giving away the book Zapped, it looks like. Don't get Zapped.
Originally, I had this book for $30. I decided to just give it away for $1. Like, everything you need to know about EMF, the dangers, I made it real simple. Like, I took out all the geeky science. I made it so that anyone can understand. I'm literally giving it away for $1.
Yeah, this is cool. This is very cool. So $35, you get one pair of premium men's EMF boxers in the size of your choice and four different colors. What are the colors they come in, Amir?
Right now we're only offering a limited amount of colors until we start talking to the factory. But right now we have black, green, blue, and that specialized silver gray.
That's awesome. So, and I have to believe they're comfortable. Have you been wearing the prototypes now for a while?
It's been 6 months so far.
And what do you think of them?
I love them, and we're a big believer in getting feedback from our clients and customers, so we're adapting already. Like, we already have, like, as of today, we've had 18 feedbacks from our crowdfunding, and by the time we actually ship out, we're going to create a better model, better generation. So we're always about creating the most brilliant and comfortable product for our customers, because at the end of the day, I want everyone to benefit from the product. I want you to feel good in them. I want you to feel sexy in them. At the same time, it's going to help you increase your sperm, protect you from EMF. So it's not just about what I want. It's also about working together as a community and creating something beautiful.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, this is really, really great. So go to Amir Rosic, AmirRosic.com. You'll automatically be redirected to the crowdfunding page. Get on board. So talk about wash and wear. That's another big issue. Just throw them in the washer, or you have to wash them special?
You can wash them cold as preferred. I wouldn't bleach it or iron it necessarily.
Right.
But we've tested it.
Who the hell is ironing their underwear, Amir? Who's got the time to iron their underwear?
I know. Sometimes some people believe it or not.
Man.
But you can, very simple, you can put it in there with some cold water and just let it hang dry, and it's good to go.
Yeah, this is really cool. I like this a lot. And they're cool looking, and obviously they're very, very functional when it comes to today. You know, I'm going to make a prediction. Amir's leading the charge with this, but I have a prediction to make. In a decade or longer from now, you're going to hear all about undergarments that protect against RF and EMF, because it takes 10 years for everything to get to the mainstream. So the things we talk about on this show generally don't hit the mainstream for 10 years. So 10 years from now, it'll hit the mainstream that EMF and RF are bad. They could be linked to infertility. And then big companies that make clothing lines will come out with RF and EMF protective clothing. But here you have an opportunity to take advantage of it now. Be a forerunner. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. Let your, and wear them. You know, I say buy a pair of Reparo and sag. Even if you don't normally sag your clothes, sag so people go, what the hell's with the Reparo? What's that all about? So you could explain what a genius you are at protecting your DNA. How cool is that? That's amazing. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to change the subject a little bit. We're talking with Amir Rosic. When we come back, we're going to talk about change your destiny, change your mindset. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Bill Sardi will join us to talk about a rational discussion about Ebola. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells
1,000 seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert power block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Welcome back. We're talking with Amir Rozic. We were talking about his new invention, Reparo men's underwear to protect your testicles from the soup of RF and EMF that you live in. And actually, it just launched today, right? This crowdfunding just launched today.
Yeah, we launched like 3 hours ago.
How do you like that? And here's where he comes to do his first interview, folks. That's why he's a friend of the superhuman nation. Go to AmirRozic.com today. Okay, so we don't have a whole lot of time, but it is something that is important to discuss. It's something that you've been trying to drive home with all of your efforts, your mission, and that is to get people to understand that they can change their destiny by changing their mindset. Talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, this stems from my past, like, quickly. Like, you know, I never – people think I was always like this. That's not the case. You know, I never went to high school. I got kicked out of two of them. I never went to college. I never went to the university. Actually, from a young age, I fell into the whole hustling world. So I did anything I could for money, and I was quite successful. I had made a lot of money when I was young, but also with that type of lifestyle, you know, other things come around. You're abusing your body with substances. You're always getting in trouble. And that lasted for a very long time until the last stretch, like 2-3 years of deep depression, close calls, overdose on drugs, and eventually I end up going to jail for half a year. And I left jail, and afterwards, I don't want to get into too much of a story, but afterwards I'm trying to figure out what I really wanted to do with my life. You know, where am I going? And the only thing I knew back then that was kind of healthy was, hey, I weight trained. I was MMA my whole life. Let me go back to the gym. I went back to the gym, and I kind of like went in the crowd over there, found the paleo diet, believe it or not, started eating healthy. My body transformed. My mind transformed. I started hanging around with amazing people. And I really found the power of taking onus for your life, the power to control your own destiny. Because, honest to God, Carl, I think we're living a day that we're looking for too much cop-outs. So we're always looking for excuses, and we're not really taking control of what we can become. So when people ask me, you know, why am I so passionate about it? Well, here I am, you know, a person that went to jail, that had no formal education. I run two very successful businesses. I coach entrepreneurs around the world. I'm doing what I love to do. I'm following my passion. And anyone can do this, absolutely anybody. But they have to take the initial steps and first understand, before diet, before anything, they must understand that the only person in charge of their future, of their destiny, is themselves. Yeah. And once they understand this simple paradigm, honest to God, everything else just clicks, because you view life differently. You know that the only person responsible for your success is you. That means you have to wake up every day and go out there, hustle. You have to educate yourself. You have to be knocking on the doors. You have to be making yourself better, weight training, eating a healthy diet. And when you combine this type of mindset with a proper diet, proper weight training, reading amazing books, surrounding yourself with amazing people, the world opens up to you, and amazing things happen.
See, the problem, and here's what the problem is. In society today, we have been taught, and some people have gotten this message, that nothing is your fault. And something that I've said on this show dozens of times is, if you don't accept your failures, you cannot accept your successes. We live in a time where people are willing to abdicate responsibility for their own lives, for let other people tell them how to have successful relationships, how to raise children, what to eat, where to go, and so on. And the problem is, and I've said this on the show dozens of times, that the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. If you're getting bad information and you're following it, you are not going to do well. You're not going to be successful. So first, you have to be a critical thinker. You have to be able to evaluate based on what you know to be true and trust your own judgment instead of the judgment of Dr. Phil or somebody else to first find what works for you. And you have to be willing to be honest about what your strengths are, but more importantly, what your weaknesses are. Because if you are not a good artist, you suck at drawing, then dreaming of being the next Van Gogh is a waste of time. Snap out of it. But you first have to, you're right, you have to understand that you are responsible. And with that responsibility comes two things. First comes usually a phase of disappointment where you go, wow, so where I am today is all my fault. That sucks. But then you have to take from there and look forward and go, but where I can be tomorrow will also be my fault. And that's wonderful.
Yeah, it goes to the whole thing that, you know, it's beautiful because you can do whatever you want to do. Honest to God, people always making excuses. There is no excuses. You can do anything you want to do. It just, you have to understand that you have to go through a hero's journey. Joseph Campbell talks about this. It can relate to maybe physical pains, emotional pains. It can relate to learning pain, so you have to learn a new skill or new trade. At the end of the day, though, you have to go through a period of, I want to call it negativity, but a period of adapting to the new situation, adapting to your environment, so that either learning a new skill or maybe dealing with a family situation or dealing with a personal emotional situation. Once you adapt to it, you learn from it, you grow from it. And I have a formula. It's called, you know, adapt, learn, apply to the power of R, which is repeat. That's a formula for success. If you can adapt to your situation, learn from your situation, apply the information to that situation, and then repeat, that's the exponential effect right there. And you can apply this formula to anything in your life. If you're looking at a problem in your business, apply that formula. What's going on? How can I adapt to the situation, learn from it, then apply it back, and then repeat that process? If you're weight training and you're not getting your gains, you know, you keep on doing the same things, you have to pause and ask yourself, well, what's happening now? How can I adapt to my situation? How can I learn from it? And how can I reapply it and then repeat it to grow? And this is the magic of life. It's about pausing, not doing the same things over and over again. There's a saying, if you keep on doing the same things over and over again and you expect different results, that's the definition of insanity. And right. I think a lot of people today are living in this, in this insane state because they keep on doing the same things and they're scratching their heads and wondering, whoa, why is things changing? Because you keep on doing the same thing. You have to pause and really reevaluate your situation and learn from it. Don't just be going day to day doing the same thing. You know, as you mentioned, Carl, you have to become a critical thinker. You actually, for once in your life, have to think for yourself and solve formulas for yourself.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be big changes. Have you found that? Sometimes the smallest changes cause the greatest effect. A lot of people think that they have to completely cause an upheaval of their entire life. Quite often, subtlety is where the magic lies. You look at, because chances are what you're doing today may only be 20% wrong or 15% wrong. And when I say the word wrong, and getting the desired effect. So you don't have to change everything. You have to sort out what you're doing now that works, where your greatest strengths are, where your weaknesses are. And sometimes just tweak one thing and then all of a sudden everything happens.
It's a compound effect. It's never one gigantic thing. It's always small little things and build up on each other. You know, it's a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. There's an old Chinese proverb. So always people are looking for this like easy button. Oh, what's that one thing we can do, guys? You know, please tell me, Amir, if I change this one simple thing in my life will transform. It's not like that. It's small incremental compounded effects each day. Small things like, you know, even you eliminating certain bad foods in your diet, it compounds over weeks, months, you feel better. Small things as changing your sleeping schedule, you know, small things as, you know, you working out a little bit more efficiently. These things compound and build up upon each other. Same thing like if you do investing, compound effect. So it is never, ever one gigantic thing. However, the commonality among all of this is progression. No matter what, we still have momentum and we're moving forward. We're not contemplating everything. It's just like we have a plan in life where we want to go, and we are adapting to that plan. Same thing like if you're driving to your destination and you hit a traffic jam, you're not just going to stop and say, screw it, I'm going to turn around. You'll say, okay, where's the detour? If that detour is blocked, you can go detour 2, detour 4, etc., until you get to your final destination.
We're coming to the end of the interview. We want to go ahead and plug the crowdfunding for Reparo men's underwear. Again, if you go to AmirRozic.com, you'll automatically be redirected to the Indiegogo project page where you can actually join in making this product a reality. This is a brilliant product, and like I said before, I predict that what Amir has done here is going to become very popular in the years to come. Go to Amir, A-M-E-E-R, Rozic, R-O-S-I-C.com today and support the launch of Reparo underwear. I know I'm going to. Amir, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
And my pleasure, Carl. Thank you so much.
And keep us posted on how things are progressing, okay? I will post the link to the crowdfunding today in both my blog and on Facebook, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the brilliant Bill Sardi, science writer, to talk about, we're going to have a rational discussion about Ebola. What really can be done to protect yourself against Ebola? Very, very important discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Does father really know best? Maybe not when it comes to controlling asthma. Asthma symptoms affect an estimated 26 million Americans and are one of the leading causes of work and school absences. People who suffer from asthma know it's a challenge to make sure symptoms are under control at all times. And it's even a challenge to know where to get the best information on how to do that. We went into the study thinking that parents and caregivers would be an important source of information for teens with asthma, and that their health literacy scores would more or less align, said lead study author Gina Bush. What we found was that there was a significant disagreement between the two groups, and that in certain groups, teens had better health literacy, which may mean they are more knowledgeable about controlling asthma than their parents. So where are teens and others with asthma getting their information on asthma control? The most commonly viewed video content was on alternative treatments such as live fish ingestion, reflexology, raw food, vegan, gluten-free diets, marijuana, and salt therapy, none of which are scientifically proven. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. Indoor air pollution wreaks havoc on children's lungs. Children with asthma and hay fever often struggle with their breathing. Add secondhand smoke, kerosene, and biomass fuel to the mix, and allergy and asthma symptoms increase. According to a study being presented at the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology annual scientific meeting, increased levels of asthma and hay fever were found in children in India who were more exposed to indoor pollutants. The study examined 70 households where no children had symptoms of asthma and/or hay fever, while the other 70 households had at least one child with one of those conditions. Researchers measured the levels of air pollutants, smoking, kerosene, and biomass fuel combustion in all the homes, and found that in the homes of children who suffered from asthma and allergies, household air pollution was twice as great. More Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
For the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Rate your plate. EWG's food scores give snapshot of the state of America's food landscape. Food companies offer thousands of healthy, nutritious products. They also sell a shameful overabundance of demonstrably unhealthy junk. As EWG's food scores Rate Your Plate reveals in detail, popular brands and categories are not so much food as they are conveyances for excessive amounts of sugar, salt, and other preservatives. The average food in EWG's food scores has a 58% chance of containing added sugar and is 13% sugar by weight, has a 46% chance of containing artificial or natural flavoring, and a 14% chance of artificial coloring. Entire food categories have high percentages of substances that, on health grounds, EWG's food score researchers have designated to be higher concern or moderate concern. Among the contaminants of heightened concern are mercury, arsenic, BPA, and other industrial chemicals that linger decades in the air, water, and soil. A few categories that stand out are meat products, 52% contain ingredients of higher concern, 54% have ingredients of moderate concern, stuffing, 39% contain ingredients of higher concern, 28% moderate concern, and cold cereals, 32% contain ingredients of higher concern, and 24% moderate concern. EWG's food scores take direct aim at excessive sugar that manufacturers irresponsibly add to nearly every category of supermarket foods. Kids' cereals are particularly notorious for added sugar. As EWG reported in 2011, a single cup of three brands of cereal aimed at children had more sugar than three Chips Ahoy cookies. Many people think that granola and trail mix bars are a quick, healthy choice for themselves and their kids. Think again. No less than 91% contain added sugar. In some, almost a third of the bar's weight is sugar. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You wanna rumble in my jungle? Welcome back. Well, many of you know who my next guest is by name, because he's somebody that when he writes or talks, people within the health community listen, and he's none other than Bill Sardi. How you doing, Bill?
Great to be with you, Mr. Superhuman Radio. It's my privilege to be with
you. That's sweet. Thank you very much. And, Bill, we have lots of listeners in the audience that always say, why don't you have Bill back on? Why don't you have Bill back on? And I read an article of yours recently, and I thought this is the greatest opportunity to have you back on. You know, everybody's afraid of Ebola. The nation is fixated on everything Ebola right now. And you wrote a great article on the knowledgeofhealth.com website talking about the possibility that modern medicine is actually hastening some of the damning effects of Ebola over in Central Africa. And I want to start to set the stage about the discussion with that article, if you would. Could we do that?
I want to tell your audience, stay tuned. Don't turn this off. It's not just about Ebola. There's some bigger lessons here about how to stay healthy, about our government and how it works, about how Wall Street is commanding and directing this whole thing, about what we can do in case this thing's for real, and why in the world, this seems terrible to talk about on the air, why would someone intentionally bring this life-threatening virus to the United States, and it looks like that's what they're doing, and why? And I think there's greater intrigue here. Now, I have shared what I'm going to say with some audiences, and they've said, well, Bill, you're a conspiracy theorist, so I'll tell you what we do. You can go to my website and click on all the links to what I'm going to say to you today, because the best way to handle the naysayers is to point out that I'm a reporter.
Right.
And I can show you the documents. You go to knowledgeofhealth.com, look up my article on Ebola, and you're going to see that it's Wall Street that's behind all this.
Yeah.
And that what's happening here is that there was a meeting. Yeah, a meeting with the World Health Organization, the big pharmaceutical and vaccine makers, and of all places and entities, the Gates Foundation, Bill Gates, the big vaccine monger. And what they did was carve out a way to get these vaccines made and dump the bill on the American public instead of the drug makers.
Uh-huh.
In order to do it, you've got to bring the disease here. It's right there in an article on Reuters. It's an article on in the London Guardian telling you this whole thing. They've got to bring the disease here. They've got to kill a few people. They've got to threaten us and create the fear of it so we'll clamor for a vaccine. So then, and you see the headlines because this is coming after I wrote my article, the president pledges $6.2 billion for Ebola fight. Yep. Well, what that is the drug companies getting $6 billion of R&D money, research and development money, for free.
Our tax dollars, by the way, because government doesn't create money. They just manage our money.
And they've got to bring the thing here. So you all understand this. Listen here, audience. They've already tested these vaccines in healthy humans. They've never been able to test it in people who have the disease. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So they're going to bring the disease here. And they can so easily frighten people because the flu, the seasonal flu, malaria, which there's a couple thousand cases of malaria here every year, same symptoms.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So based on the symptoms, they can do like they did in 2011 with the H1N1 epidemic. They just threw in the common cold cases and called it a pandemic and frightened everybody into getting their shots. Now, they're not gonna, they're just going to keep this in the background, and they're going to keep it stewing and burning, and everybody's a little on edge. And then when the vaccines become available, somewhere along about March or April, there's a whole schedule, you can find it online. And when the vaccine becomes available, they're going to whip this thing up and create a frenzy, and people are going to clamor for this thing.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to let me tell you a scenario now. My scenario is some school nurse will say that some little girl seems to have the symptoms. They'll lock down the school. This is just imaginary, but let me tell you, it's plausible. And then the parents can't get the kids, and then Homeland Security comes and builds tents around the place. And then you can't see your kids for 21 days during the quarantine period. And then to get them out, the kids have to be vaccinated, and the parents have to be vaccinated, and anybody who stands in the way will be taken off to a quarantine camp. And your friends and your neighbors will turn against you and say, how could you dare expose our kids to this by not being vaccinated? Let me tell you about vaccines for a minute in case you think I'm crazy. Vaccines are what? Good or bad? They are a little bit of the disease itself. I don't know a person who has had a flu shot who hasn't gotten sick after getting it. The flu shot is the flu.
But now, Bill, a lot of people, and I've said this too, if the CDC was really interested in this, they could easily track the number of people who got the vaccine and then develop the flu after. They completely ignore this because I think that if they did that, it would become very evident to a large number of thinking, critically thinking people that many people who get the vaccine get the flu. And on Facebook, we just had this discussion and people going, oh, just because you got the flu after you got the vaccine doesn't mean anything, but it should because the vaccine is supposed to prevent it.
Well, let me say what's going to be the handoff here is that we're going to end up over-vaccinating an entire population in Central Africa, millions of people, Ebola has only killed 40 people a year since 1976. You might get sick, but you don't die. And they're showing some people show antibodies to it. If your
right.
immune system is up to par, you'll just develop antibodies and you won't get sick. They're not admitting to this, but the evidence is there. Now the point is, so you all take a big deep breath and let it out. This disease and the deaths are only occurring in malnourished populations.
Mm-hmm.
The only populations that it's getting are malnourished. You don't probably need to be too worried, but if you are diabetic, if you're taking immune-suppressing drugs, if you're very, very young, a toddler, if you're very old and your immune system isn't developed yet as a toddler or used up as an oldster, or if you've got immune problems, you're a smoker, you're a drinker, those kind of things, you are at risk.
Right.
And if they set this thing free in America to send a little scare, remember, by the way, the very agency that has the weaponized form of Ebola is the Army Bioweapons Center at Fort Detrick, Maryland, the same place they traced back the anthrax strain that got released into the U.S. mail system, which was, I think, a whole demonstration project to see what would happen to the American public if somebody did it. only our own government did it. Oh, you don't want to listen to what I'm saying. Okay, fine. But, you know, I'm telling you things you can track back on your own, okay? And, you know, Ebola virus, you go look at John Rappaport's wonderful work. We haven't got a good way of diagnosing it, really.
It's based on symptoms, right?
They've got tests, and they're not that conclusive. They could call anything with these similar symptoms Ebola and scare the hooter out of us.
Well, one of the things that has a very, very similar symptomology is sepsis.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so there's people out there who will be rushed to the hospital with sepsis, and they're going to say they have Ebola. What's that?
Yeah. Sepsis is blood poisoning, so everybody gets it simply. It occurs frequently in the United States here. So, by the way, so you all get this interesting little connection. In the laboratory with the animals, the only animals that they've gotten this thing to get going with are fruit bats and the monkeys. There's only three or four species that don't synthesize or produce their own vitamin C. Fruit bats and monkeys and humans.
And guinea pigs. Yes.
But they haven't tried it on them yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm making you aware you die of hemorrhage with this. Hey, you die of hemorrhage when you have scurvy, lack of vitamin C.
Yeah.
So at the top of the list, if you are worried today about this, you're going to get some vitamin C and some selenium. And you might get it before there's a run on this stuff.
Yeah.
But selenium has been tested in Ebola, and they've shown this, and it causes the same kind of hemorrhaging and so on if you have a shortage of selenium. These malnourished populations in Central Africa have it. Now, here's the palm off that I want to tell your audience about.
And then we break. Then we take a break.
Ebola could get here. Since Ebola could get here by airplane, we're going to vaccinate all of Central Africa on our tab, on our bill.
Right.
Watch it. The United States is going to be paying to vaccinate the whole world, and it's an over-vaccination program anyway. Only 40 people die a year.
All right, let's do this.
You're going to vaccinate millions to prevent 40 people from dying.
I want to talk about that on the other side of the break.
Itself.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this fact that we are funding the over-vaccination of the world right now in an effort to try to protect America from a disease that kills fewer people than Tylenol poisoning every month. KnowledgeofHealth.com. Go there. Be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease
disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You can go to knowledgeofhealth.com to read so many good things that Bill Sardi writes about. Bill Sardi is a science writer. He's also the vitamin and supplement answer man. Check out the website. Before we move forward and start talking about different types of supplements and things like that, Bill, I think that you wanted to make a disclaimer because you don't want to appear to be promoting anybody's products at this point in time. You're talking strictly about science.
You know, when I'm talking about life and death issues, we don't want to be hustling something under the table here for somebody. So everybody listen, I'm not here as a spokesperson for any product on this program today. I'm not selling anything. We're just here for you today, trying to give you the truth, trying to let you hear what you need to hear. Get over your fears. Take a deep breath. Let it out. You're not likely ever to be threatened by Ebola. It's only immune compromised people. If you still are concerned, I'm going to give you the top of the list items. And remember, when they had that meeting just 3 or 4 years ago, the Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, all the vaccine makers, they came up with 11 neglected tropical diseases they were going to take on. And all of a sudden, Ebola is going around the world. Do you think that Ebola, which has been around since 1976, that nobody from Central Africa ever got an airplane, ever came over here with it? They did, and it never took off because it won't get going in a well-fed population. So I'm telling you, don't get too worried about it.
I want to mention something, too, with that open disclaimer. I actually asked Bill. Bill has products. I asked Bill if he wanted to promote any of his products. He said, absolutely not. That's not what this is about. And the reason I'm saying this is because the CDC, I feel strongly, was behind the movie Contagion to paint this picture of the CDC being this altruistic, benevolent organization with no ties to any type of profitable endeavors. And then, at the same time, paint anyone who speaks about natural alternatives as some sort of zealot with an underhanded mission. And it was very skilled, that movie. That movie was very, very specifically created that way for a reason. And I gave Bill the opportunity to talk about one of his products today. And he said, absolutely not. I'm not doing it. He goes, because we're talking about science and that's it. So,
well, you
there
and
you
I
go.
Only have one thing to sell here on the radio, and that is truth. And if we compromise ourselves, nobody's going to listen to us.
Yes.
And so I think it helps. Yeah, by the way, if you go to Knowledge of Health, I do have some commercial websites. I do sell some books online, but not at Knowledge of Health. There is not a pitch for anybody's product or anybody's book, including mine, at that website. And why? I'm trying to set an example. I don't need a badge pinned on me. I'm trying to tell you everybody has their hand out. It's okay here on Superhuman Radio. You don't get to hear it if we don't have sponsors. But I think there's some place once in a while that we ought to be able to talk to people and help them without a commercial pitch. So I do that at knowledgeofhealth.com. I have other places that we pitch stuff that I talk about. But
there you go.
By and large, I want the audience to take a deep breath and realize you're probably not ever going to have Ebola, you know, threaten your life. But the issue is we're a little concerned they might intentionally be releasing it into the public here, just like what happened with the anthrax, and to see how we handle it, kind of a demonstration drill, as you might say. And the panic could be created by symptoms from other diseases. You've got a 2,000% increased risk of malaria or 500% increased risk of better chance of getting tuberculosis in America than uh-huh. you do Ebola. And if you're still concerned, some vitamin C and selenium out of Concord, if you get it, you can develop natural antibodies to it. And we're to believe that a pandemic's going to get started now when it's been around since 1976. It's nonsense. But nonetheless, we're going to have to deal with this because this is a news media-driven issue. Wall Street's behind it. They've got their money, and they give you the stock, ticker connection so you can invest in the eight companies developing the vaccines and so on. Let's see if I can make sense to the audience here for just a minute. We have polio, poliomyelitis. Did you know out of 2,000 people that get exposed to polio, only one of them gets poliomyelitis? The rest just develop natural antibodies. But we vaccinate all of them. And do you know that in Africa today there are more people who get vaccine-induced polio than there are the wild, roaming-around type of polio, because vaccines are the polio. And sometimes the people that don't have a good immune system get it from the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now am I making sense to you? We could kill people in Central Africa with the vaccine because it's a little bit of the disease, and they could get it, and they are immune-compromised. They are malnourished. Now, this is what's going on. The insanity of vaccinating for every strain of every kind of virus and bacterium out there is insane. We've got our kids being lined up 43 times, 43 different shots now in the school system. It's insane. What you need to be working on as a parent is to get your child's immune system to up uh-huh. to par, and the child will develop antibodies to whatever they're exposed to, and they'll get a mild fever just like you do. You've probably been exposed to polio. And you might have had a little headache and a little bit of a mild fever, and you overcame it, and you didn't even know it. But here, you don't realize the power of your own immune system. We should be talking about vitamin C and D and zinc at the top of our list in general. For Ebola, we're going to add selenium, and resveratrol works with vitamin D to normalize the immune response. And for a lot of folks understanding this better, your immune system is too strong. It'll overwhelm. It'll send too many white blood cells, and that causes too much inflammation, and your lungs fill up with fluid. You want to calm and normalize the immune response. You do that with vitamin D and resveratrol. So if you want a list of things you need to do to have a good immune system, vitamin C and D and zinc, and you need a little bit of resveratrol added just to make sure the immune response doesn't get out of control. They call that the cytokine storm that occurs when you get an infection, particularly mm-hmm. in the lungs. You can just, what happened when they had the flu pandemic of 1918, in case you never heard of it, you can find my story online about this. 1918 was the first year that we had worldwide marketing of aspirin. Aspirin depletes vitamin C. People didn't know how much to take. They had little boxes of these pills, kind of like a big matchbox. Full of pills. Nobody knew how much it takes, so they got afraid in the pandemic, and they started downing them and became vitamin C deficient, and those were the ones that died, the 50 million estimated deaths. It was a vitamin C deficiency in the treatment itself that caused the pandemic and the deaths.
Wow.
And so that it was aspirin that did this. What do we do today? We tell people they get a virus. Don't take aspirin. It's called Reye's syndrome, and you could kill little kids. Yeah, because it depletes vitamin C. What do we do now? You go to a drugstore and you get told to get the flu shot. Why did you go to the drugstore? Because you're sick and you got a runny nose. Your immune system's already compromised. You might be a diabetic. Your immune system's down. And what do they want to do? They want to stick that needle in your arm at the drugstore. And what did you get when you were in the drugstore? You got some aspirin or you got some acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. You know, the NyQuil
right.
stuff.
Right. Loaded.
And Tylenol depletes you of vitamin C, and so does aspirin. Use either one, and you're threatening your life because vitamin C won't cure the flu or whatever, but it's lethal if you don't have enough in your system.
Huh.
And we had an outbreak here in California of the flu. It was killing people. We didn't know what it was because this year in California they're giving away free flu shots. And the people come in and they're getting NyQuil and they're already sick and their immune system's down and we're killing them.
Wow.
And, you know, I this is all at my website at Knowledge of Health. Stay away from Tylenol and acetaminophen, NyQuil. Stay away from aspirin. When you get sick, you're going to use high doses of vitamin D and C and zinc, and that your immune system is going to take you through. You do not need all of these crazy vaccines. You develop natural antibodies. Just let it happen to your kids. Let them get exposed. And I have a child. I've got a 10-year-old. He's not been vaccinated. He's gotten sick a few times. We've kept him home. We give him very high-dose vitamin D and so on. He sits and watches TV. He's not suffering. He's had a little bit of a high fever. We watch it. He cruises through it, and we put him back. For schoolwork.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Getting sick is actually the body's system. We call it sick, but the body is actually upregulating the immune system to cope with this so the next time it comes in contact with it, it knows better how to deal with it. We have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to talk more about this on the other side. We're talking right now with Bill Sardi. His website is knowledgeofhealth.com. You can go there and learn more than just what we're talking about today. He writes a vast amount of information there that you'll be interested in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince. since 1935.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with science writer Bill Sardi. We've been talking about Ebola, the threat of you actually developing Ebola, how Ebola seems to prey upon malnourished individuals, and that could be the weak link, no pun intended, that makes you susceptible to it. Bill, talking about vitamin D, vitamin A seems to have some antiviral protective effects. I know that in third world countries where the rubella, measles, mumps vaccines are not available, they will give children up to 100,000 IUs of vitamin A a couple days in a row to protect. You think it's wise, if you're taking vitamin D, to also take real vitamin A with it?
Let me tell you something. In this era of a vitamin D revolution, I never had an eye infection in my life, and then all of a sudden I got two of them in the same year. Well, I take a lot of vitamin D. Well, vitamin D and vitamin A get stored in the liver. And if you don't get enough vitamin A, you don't make mucin, which is on the front layer of your tears film. There's oil, water, and then mucin coats your tear film on the front of your eyes. If you don't have mucin, you'll get infections. So what did it tell me? I took some vitamin A, and I haven't had an eye infection since. So sometimes we can take a little bit too much D, and if I'm not a guy who eats a lot of butter and things that have vitamin A in it, so therefore I needed a supplement. So a couple, three times a week, I take some vitamin A, and the rest of the days of the week, I take a little vitamin D. So the little balance is there for a lot of folks. They probably would benefit by having A and D. Now, you probably want a little more D than A, but nonetheless, you know, with our low-fat diets, you're probably not getting enough vitamin A, and beta-carotene converts it, but it has to be, your beta-carotene from carrots and things has to be taken with fats, and then it'll convert in your liver to vitamin A. So you may be a little short, and just a little tip, vitamin A and D are sometimes good to take together. I want to tell your audience, Carl, I want you to read this to them, the Journal of Lancet. It's a British publication, medical publication, June 24th, 2000. Human asymptomatic Ebola infection and strong inflammatory response. We identified individuals who came in direct contact with sick Ebola patients who never developed symptoms. And our study showed that these asymptomatic patients, they had replicative Ebola infection, and they just developed natural antibodies. That's what they're trying to show. So the point is, these are obviously well-nourished individuals. Ebola isn't going to kill you if you just have you're well-nourished. We listed the important nutrients, and vitamin C and D, zinc, resveratrol, these are the ones that you want to take to both pep up and normalize your immune response. You're going to have an innate immune response to any infection you get. The white blood cells, the neutrophils, the monocytes, and the macrophages start showing up immediately when you get infected. Later on, a few days later, your T cells and your B cells from your bone marrow show up. The B cells from bone marrow, the T cells from your thymus gland, that's called your the innate immune system is the first one. The adaptive immune system is later. And that's when you overcome your cold. You notice you have cold symptoms for 7 or 8 days, and then finally it gets conquered. That's when your adaptive immune system kicks in. And you'll notice a fellow named George Eby came up and found out that if you took zinc gluconate, that form of zinc, and you took enough of it, you could cut the number of days off a cold from the front end, not from the back end. If you shorten it from 7 to 6 days, who cares? What I really want to do is put it out. And vitamin D will shorten a cold at the top, at the front end, and so will zinc. So pep up your immune system. You won't be dragging around with a cold or the flu for days on end until your adaptive immune system kicks in. You can do it earlier with zinc gluconate. You can do it earlier with high-dose vitamin D. I tell everyone who's getting sick, take 50,000 units of vitamin D a day for 3 or 4 days. It'll go away.
Yeah.
And without fail, it's worked. It's not an overdose. They put 250,000 units. They inject it in older adults for wintertime bone protection without any ever a side effect.
Right.
So we're just taking 50,000 units, and you can get it orally. A couple of companies even make that dose. And don't be afraid of it. I can remember now, my son is 10 years old, but back when he was about 4 or 5, he had about 102.8 temperature in the middle of the night, and I just went and got a little, a little bulb syringe, and broke up the vitamin D pills, put it into liquid, and then pushed it in his mouth with the bulb syringe. And within 10 minutes, he was back in bed. The fever had subsided, and he was asleep.
Wow.
Just on vitamin D.
Vitamin D
alone. Look, stop thinking that when you get an infection, it's a vaccine deficiency. It's a vitamin and mineral deficiency.
Yeah.
We've been trained the wrong way, Carl. It's this whole idea.
Well, is part of the pharmaceutical agenda. You know, you ask yourself, how did we make it for the millions of years through evolution without the pharmaceutical industry? I mean, today people think that they have to take pills and potions for everything. And it's really a sad, sad state of affairs. I want to go back. I don't want to belabor this, but I want to go back. We hit this and moved on because we're going into the break. But the United States, you know what? It didn't dawn on me until you said this. This is why we have just peeled $8 billion to fight Ebola. It's our money we're going to fight Ebola with. We're basically taking this American population's tax dollars, the hard-earned money that you and I work so hard for, that we then give to the American government to as stewards of what to do with that money, and they're going to peel it off and spend $8 billion producing a vaccine for a disease that kills less people than Tylenol every single month.
Public health is at risk, but it's not okay to hand the drug companies $8 billion of research and development funds so they don't have to come up with any money.
Yeah.
We're handing them the business. It's a payoff.
Well,
you know what? It's payola.
It's socialized losses and privatized profits. So in other words, when they make profits, do they give the American government back that $8 billion? That would be the right thing to do in a business relationship, but they don't have to. That's terrible. It's terrible. That was a rhetorical question. Bill, let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So the summary of the message today with Bill Sardi is take a deep breath. The chances of you getting Ebola are really rare. And if you're worried, arm yourself by improving your immune system with some of the things that he spoke about. Vitamin C, zinc, selenium, vitamin D, a little vitamin A. Also pay attention to your gut microbiome. We're learning more and more about how the microbiome influences the immune response. Right, Bill?
We are, and understand that the probiotics you hear about, Acidophilus and Bifidus, for instance, the common ones, that's a non-pathogenic bacterium. You're putting bacteria into your gut. It just doesn't cause any disease, but it's foreign to the body, and it tells the immune system to perk up and come to response, and that means your immune system is elevated when you take probiotics. So it's another way to do this. Taking mushrooms, there's various mushroom, medicinal mushrooms, and they come in, and they tell the body there's something foreign inside, and again, build up the immune response. There's different ways to do this. Beta-glucan does this. It's a yeast wall substance, so it perks up the immune system. The point, listen, if we get to the, I think they're going to manufacture a crisis next year when the vaccine comes around.
Right.
And I want to tell the audience, look, if there is a drug that's proven to eradicate Ebola, then you should use it. But guess what? There isn't one. Right. And they're not going to have one by then. And guess what? They're going to belittle the dietary supplements that I just told you about because they're unproven and herd all the people into using drugs and vaccines that are unproven.
Right.
Now, that's exactly what's going to happen to you because fear is going to reign and people are going to turn against their best friends, and they're going to insist that you get vaccinated, and all of a sudden we're going to have to vaccinate the entire U.S. population and all of Central Africa, and oh, now we've got the fear thing going. We need to vaccinate the whole world against Ebola because it has a high mortality rate in Central Africa among malnourished individuals. And what a bonanza for the vaccine makers.
Yeah.
What a bonanza. So,
it is. We're giving them $8 billion to cover their research and development, and then we're going to turn them loose on the country so they can profit again. This is just insane to me. And I don't think enough people
Ebola
know about it.
Since 1976 has been running around. There's airplanes, people getting on them for all these years, and somehow it just happened to crop up and get started all around the world in the very year they're trying to talk about these neglected tropical diseases, and they want to get a vaccine approved. Isn't that strange?
Neglected
right
tropical diseases that, by the way, kill fewer people. And I know I said this before, but you have to understand, when you look at the Food and Drug Administration, we look at the CDC, you have to ask why they don't apply critical thinking. If they're willing to drop $8 billion to develop a vaccine to solve a problem that has cost about 40 lives a year since its inception, but yet over 1,100 people a month die from Tylenol poisoning. 1,100 people a month nationwide die from Tylenol poisoning, and no one even cares about that? Really? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
We have an outbreak of an entovirus, an enterovirus,
yes,
in the Midwest, and we don't know why, and it's killing some children. The polio virus is an enterovirus. Do you think it could be a hot vaccine? It could be the vaccine killing these kids from polio. They have the same symptoms. I think they're hiding that the polio vaccine's killing kids in the Midwest, and they're hiding it because the vaccine program's over with as soon as we find out that it's actually causing the disease and killing kids.
Wow.
So
wow,
this is just what's going on. They've covered up for the, you know, it was 1993, at the end of 1993, there was an outbreak of flu virus that killed many thousands of Americans. It was hidden. The mortality rate, our longevity, our life expectancy has climbed a year or two every year since the outbreak of the Spanish flu in 1918. So we were living 40 years and 50 years and 60 and into our 70s and 80s now, and all of a sudden in 1993 it dipped severely and then went back up. We had to kill what caused thousands of Americans to die that year? You can't recall it, can you?
No.
Well, what happened in that year is they approved the flu vaccine for use in nursing homes. There was an outbreak in nursing homes. I found this in Morbidity and Mortality Reports. And they killed 50,000 older people in nursing homes from a hot lot of a flu vaccine. And the news media chose not to tell anybody because it would have ruined the entire vaccine agenda in the United States.
Isn't that funny that they protect the vaccine?
You don't believe this? Go check my website.
they protect the vaccine agenda at all costs. I tried to start a petition because I said, look, they have to tell you the potential risks and side effects associated with pharmaceutical drugs, but they don't have to talk about them in vaccines because it's part of the biologics agenda under the Food and Drug Administration. And I think,
Carl,
that
we'll get another day to come back and talk about just how absurd this all gets. And let's just take a look at the world of cancer. I can't belabor this. We don't have much time left. But I'm going to tell your audience unequivocally, you can throw my words in the trash can. We know how to cure cancer now. They have a drug that does it. It's a simple 10-cent one. You can find about it at my website. They're covering it up. It's conclusive. It was developed at Johns Hopkins University. They've had it for 10 years. It's been used in humans and cured every stage 4 advanced form of cancer that they've tried it on, and they're hiding it from us. Folks, we live in an era when the greatest progress can't be made because entrenched forces don't want us to have it.
That's amazing. That's Bill wrote the book, a very, very popular book, how many years ago, You Don't Have to Fear Cancer Any Longer?
Yeah, well, it's been 5 or 6 years, you know, and we spent a lot of time on that just to try to get a handle on cancer. But today, now, we understand that if we understand the way a cancer cell gets fed, this is back to the old Otto Warburg theory,
right.
That cancer cells are voracious, have a voracious appetite for sugar. And what we're hiding from the American people is if you could cut that added sugar out of your diet, you're going to control cancer, and they don't want to tell the people because every oncologist is out of business.
We've had
oncologists, 80% of the income of an oncologist is administering chemotherapy drugs intravenously in his office. Do you think he wants to be told that if you limit sugar, you're going to control cancer? No.
We've done the shows. We've talked about cancer as a metabolic disease. We've had Dr. Dominic D'Agostino on, who doing a lot of research within the ketogenic diet community. Mm. I mean, we've talked
about
this ad infinitum. But people don't if you talk to practitioners, they say patient compliance is too hard. It's too hard to get them to eat a ketogenic diet. But there are other modalities. There are ways to actually infuse. I have a product in my studio called Ketocana. It's an inrush of ketones into the bloodstream within 10 minutes of taking it. What is that butyrate that's attached to calcium and sodium? You take a scoop of it,
and it
elevates your ketone levels dramatically. You can just help people with those types of things, but no one wants to talk about it.
Carl, you and I are branded as kooks and eccentrics and health quacks.
Yeah.
While the pharmaceutical industry is given high regard, even though they pay billions for breaking laws and killing people and never go to jail.
Yep, 55,000 people.
That has all resulted. The public keeps buying into this. They want white coats. They want Mayo Clinic degrees. Okay, you're getting it, and it's killing you. When you wake up and you want to listen to Superhuman Radio and what it has to say, tell your friends, and we've got a health revolution going.
That's exactly right. Bill, I want to thank you. I know you're a very busy guy. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. The website is knowledgeofhealth.com. There is so much good information at knowledgeofhealth.com. It'll make your head explode. Be the smartest person on your block.
Don't give them permission to kill you.
No.
Listen to what they have to say on Superhuman Radio. Thank you for the invitation.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon. All right, so look, we're going to do. We also want to make sure that everybody remembers that Amir Rozic's website, amirrozic.com. Go there and join the revolution by helping launch this fantastic product, Riparo. Underwear for men, help protect your DNA, ensure your ability to reproduce, your evolutionary gift of reproduction. Help Amir Rozic make this product a reality. Check it out, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.